We're holding on Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. We're in the middle of discussing the machlokas of Barpada and Rav Masna, where we know that Nazirus Shloshim Yom, that if a person just says, I'm a Nazir, without specifying the length, that he's a Nazir for 30 days. Rav Masna learned it from the fact that it says that he will be a Nazir, and Yiyah is Gematria 30, we said that's not actually where he's learning it from. You don't really learn halachas from Gematrios, but rather that he had the Kabbalah that that's how it is, and he's Masmechid on that pasuk. And Barpada had said, because if you count up the number of times it says the word Nazir, the various inflections of it, Yazir, and so on and so forth, as well as the word Neder and so forth, in the parasha of Nazir, then you come to 29. Then you come to 29, and therefore, so you have 29, fundamentally 29 days of Nazirus, and the 30th day is the day you bring your korbanos.
Because the day is Mixus Kekulot.
So he doesn't hold a Mixus same Kekulot. Okay, he says you have to have full 29 days of Nazirus, and then the 30th day you bring your korbanos. So we discussed so far one part of a Mishnah that later on, in the third parak, that talks about where a person makes a regular neder of Nazirus, he's supposed to bring his korbanos on the 31st, but he brings it on the 30th, he's Yotze. And we discussed how that would work out according to the Masna and how that would work out according to Barpada. According to the Masna, the vote would be that since it's supposed to be 30 days, then it's supposed to really be full 30 days. So therefore, you should be bringing it on the 31st. But yeah, but he brought it on the 30th, then fine, because Miktaseyim Kekulai. And the Gemara mentioned that later on, you do have in the Mishnah where it says that if he said I'm a Nazir for 30 days, then not. And the Gemara said that would be talking about where he said 30 full days. You have to have two Gersois over here that Rosh brings, whether it's that he actually said, whether you actually said the word Shleimim complete, or whether not even he said the word Shleimim, but just the fact that he said 30 days where he shouldn't have needed to, and the Nazirus is automatically 30 days, means that he meant 30 full days. So in that case, then the master would say he has to bring his korbanos on the 31st. Meanwhile, and if he brings on the 30th, in that case, he's not Yotze, as opposed to a regular case where he just says, I'm a Nazir, where they have the evidence, he can bring them on the 30th day. According to Barpada, we said he could bring them on the 30th, even Minatora, Midrabanan, because there is that case where a person might say, I'm a Nazir for 30 days, or I'm a Nazir for 30 days, full 30 days, where then he has to bring them on the 31st. Therefore, he'd say the Chachamim in general told him to wait until the 31st to bring his korbanos, even if he didn't use that exact nosach, because it's very easily confusable. But b'di'evit, if he brought them on the 30th, since Minat Torah, he really only needs 29 days, and then the 30th is the korbanos, then fine, he's good. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tanan, let's look at the continuation of that Mishnah. Says the Mishnah says, Misha Nazir Beis Nazirus. Suppose a person took on himself two Nazirus. Now, that could be, to begin with, he said, I am taking on myself two Nazirus back to back. So each one then is going to be 30 days. It could also be, as we talked about yesterday, and as we talked about in Nedarim, you could have at least a point to Shmuel where he says, I'll be a Nazir. And then on the same day again, I'll be a Nazir, where then you have two Nazirus each of 30 days. One starts right away, and the other one is suspended until the first one is over, and then it starts taking effect. So that's the thing. Each one is a separate Nazirus. Yeah, that's we're going to have in later Mishnayos in our parak other examples of that. Where, imagine a person were to say, "I'm taking on as many Nazirus as I take on as many Nazirus as the hairs on my head." So what it means is actually he's taking on the hairs on his head. I mean, he's never going to live through doing all of them. But the point is, each one is a separate Nazirus. And after each 30 days, he shaves and brings his korbanos tahara and starts the next Nazirus. Yeah. Yeah. That's different than a person said, for example, I'm going to be a Nazir for 1,000 years, where there's no break in between. And also, it's in a way similar to Nazir Olam that we learned about yesterday. It's in a way similar to Nazir Olam, except that with a Nazir Olam, he didn't actually say, he said, I'm a Nazir Olam. But we say that every so often, when his hair gets heavy, according to the various opinions, then he cuts his hair and brings his korbanos and continues his Nazirus. So it's not, the difference is, in other words, There's a number of differences. I mean, consider, for example, let's say a Nazir Olam were to be Matu Neder. Then that's it. His Nazirus are over, and that's it. There's nothing more for him to do ever again. But on the other hand, if a person made, let's say, a Neder of two Nazirus, one after the other, if he's Matu one of them, the other one is still in effect.
So once he's getting a het, he can do both together.
Well, he could. If he can find a Pesach and a Charotah for both of them, then good. But if he can only find a Pesach for one of them, then only that one is going to be canceled and the other one is not. So, yeah. Anyway.
When's he allowed to take little trims and he doesn't have to be his kibbutz?
So he's not allowed. So that's the thing. With a Nazir Olam, Nazir Shimshon is never allowed to cut his hair. A regular Nazir is also never allowed to cut his hair, not trim it either. A Nazir Olam, we said, Hichbid Sa'oreh, when his hair becomes heavy, make a batar, he eases it off with a razor, where Tosfos learned that it meant that just he doesn't shave it off completely, he just cuts enough of it off that now it's not a burden on him and brings his korbanos and then continues his nazir. So the Rambam holds that it means regular shaving like any nazir does, shaving down to the skin. But yeah.
Okay. Anyway. No matter what, if you want you trimming a little bit, you have to be korbanos.
So that's the thing. A regular nazir is not allowed to. He's not allowed to say in the middle, I want to trim and I want to bring my korbanos. No, he doesn't have that option.
He's a three-year nazir.
No, let's say a three-year nazir. No. So again, let's say a person said that I'm going to be a nazir for 3 years. During that entire 3 years, he can't cut his hair. He can't even trim it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So when can you trim it?
The only case where a nazir can trim his hair, so first of all, you have the regular shaving that he does at the end of his nazirus. Second of all, you have when he becomes tame, where he has to shave his hair and start his nazirus over again. And third of all, you have the special case of a nazir olam, where in effect, his nazirus olam, in effect, is the equivalent of a bunch of nazirus in of 12 months to 30 days or whatever, according to the three different opinions that we learned yesterday, back to back. So after each one, he's shaving or trimming his hair and then bringing his korbanos and continuing his nazirus. Anyway, so here, so now the Mishnah continues. Mishnah nozer shtei nazirus. A person took on himself two nazirus back to back. Then he's supposed to shave and bring his korbanos for the first one on the 31st day. And the second one on the 61st day, meaning, because let's consider. So he has 30 days of nazirus. He brings his korbanos on the 31st day. Fine, that's usual. That day that he brings his korbanos is also the first day of his second nazirus. So therefore, so now you have day 31 is also day one. The next day is day two, and so on and so forth. And so it comes out, day 60 comes out to be the 30th day of his second nazirus. And then day 61 is the day that he brings his korbanos.
You're saying the day that he's bringing his korbanos and he's shaving,
that counts think of it like this. Tosfos says a number of times in this sugya, think of it. If a person becomes a nazir in the middle of the day, a person decides at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, shortly before shkia, I'm going to be a nazir, that counts as his first day. Most of the day before that, he was drinking wine and cutting his hair and whatnot. Doesn't matter. Now at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he said, I'm a nazir, then that counts as his first day. The same way over here. Once he shaves, he brings his korbanos, but then after that, his new nazirus begins, where again, he's not going to be drinking wine and cutting his hair and so forth. Therefore, that day counts as the first day of his new nazirus.
That goes according to personal holds mitzvah
clearly. So that's one second, that's what we're going to figure out. Okay. The fact is, again, by Pada being an Amorda, can't argue with that Mishnah. So we have to have a way of understanding that Mishnah according to him also. So wait. So the Gemara says, Bishleim lo Rav Masna Nicha. Now, according to Rav Masna, that Mishnah is very easy to understand. Because according to him, that's exactly that. Since you're supposed to have 30 full days of nazirus, and you bring your korbanos on the next day, and that next day also counts as the first day of his new nazirus. Now it is true that according to Rav Masna, there's no chiddush in that first part. But you could say, okay, the Mishnah is only bringing it as an introduction to the next part, which is going to talk about what about if he shaved early. What about if he shaved and brought his korbanos early on the 30th? So we'll talk about that soon. So you could say that there's a chiddush in according to the Masna and the Sefer, and therefore the Reisha it says, and therefore saying in the Reisha even according to according to the Masna, there's no chiddush in the Reisha, but we're mentioning it as an introduction to the Sefer. But according to Barpada, isn't it difficult? If according to him, the zeros is really supposed to be 29 days, why do you have to wait until the 31st and 61st, respectively? Why shouldn't we say that the first time he can shave and bring his korbanos on the 30th day, and the second time on the 59th day? Because again, if we say you could argue, you could argue, Rav Pada has told us before that he doesn't hold mikta sayem kekulay, but the difference is that he might say we don't say mikta sayem kekulay at the end of nazirus to say that you can bring this korbanos early. That may be not. So therefore, he says that ordinarily you're supposed to wait until the 31st. So therefore, according to him, you definitely can't bring them on the 29th because you don't send it to Sam Kukolai. You could b'diavad bring them on the 30th because midaraisi your nesilus is over. Midarabanan, as we said before, we're making a gzera because he might say 30 days and then he tak has to bring it on the 31st. So therefore, in general, the Chachamim said the 31st. But he still could say mit to Sam Kukolai at the beginning, again, because it is perfectly possible for a person to accept nesilus on himself in the middle of the day and that counts as the first day of his nesilus. Even by Padre is going to agree to that, to mix the same kukulay in that kind of case. So now, therefore, according to him, so you should consider then, the first one he should be able to shave and bring his korbanos on the 30th. By the way, throughout the Masechta, we're going to use the word megaleach, which means to shave. A lot of times, we're going to mean that means he also brings his korbanos. So I don't know that we're going to want to specify it every time. We should know the word megaleach, when you're talking about a nazir shaving, unless otherwise specified, it means he's bringing his korbanos. If he's tameh, then their korbanos tumah, and if he's tahor, then their korbanos tahara, the successful completion of his nazirus. Anyway, so the Mishnah had said that he shaves on the 31st and on the 61st. Now, according to Bar Pada, already the first time around, he should be able to do it on the 30th, and then the second time, he should be able to do it on the 59th, because again, that 30th day should also count as the first day of his new nazirus. So then the 30th day is the first, the 31st day counting from the beginning is the second, and so on and so forth. And the 59th comes out to be the 30th day of the second nazirus. So according to him, why does he have to wait the extra days? So the answer is, the Gemara says, Omalach Bapada Ema Sefer. So Bapada will answer you, sure, but again, look at the next part of the Mishnah. Where the Mishnah continues that if he did shave the first one on the 30th, which fine, we're saying l'chatchila he shouldn't have done, he should have waited until the 31st, but b'dievet if he did the first one on the 30th, then in fact he does do the second one on the 60th. So what are we saying? And that's the 31st from the second one. So fine, in other words, the first time around, he was Yotze B'dievet if he did it on the 30th. So what does that mean? Again, by Pada, who doesn't hold of Mikta Seyem Kikoloi, he would say, why is he Yotze if he shaved on the 30th? Because he had 29 full days of Nazirus. And according to by Pada, that's all you need. Once he did that, fine, the second time around, we still tell him, look, L'chatchila, you're supposed to shave only on the 31st. So therefore, your 30th day on which you brought your korbanos also counts as the first day of your new nazirus. Again, by Pada is going to say, I have no problem with that because it's Mikzayim Kekula at the beginning, and I have no problem with that. So that'll be the first day, and the 31st will be the second day, and so forth. And therefore, it comes out that the 59th day will be the 30th day, where Midrabanan keep that full day as Nazirus, and the next day, the 60th day, you're going to bring your korbanos. So Bar Pada is going to say, if you look at the sefer of that Mishnah, then it supports what I'm saying. And in fact, Tosfa says that's in the sefer. In fact, there is a little bit of a chiddush according to Bar Pada. Precisely this that Bar Pada does hold in some cases mikta sein pekuloi, and actually that he holds it at the beginning of nazirus. In fact, Tosfos points out later on, when you think about it, there's a certain chiddush in it, the fact, and this comes out kind of according to the Masna also, that there's a certain chiddush that the same day can count as the end of one nazirus and as the beginning of the other. Keep in mind, according to the Masna, even we're saying according to him, it's the same kukulai, but you're telling us that if he shaved on the 30th day, not only are we saying Mikzasayim Kekulai about that 30th day, that it counts as a full day of his first Nazirus, but also that we're double counting that day and using it as the first day of the next one. That's a big chiddush. So that's the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, Ela Sefer Messiah. So rather, we can say like this, the end of that Mishnah supports Bar Pada, precisely because we're saying that B'dievet he shaved on the 30th day, and then that day already can count as the first of his new Nazirus. which follows by Pada, which not follows by Pada, it follows both of them. In other words, it's easier to understand the point about Pada. Reisha, but why in the Reisha is the Mishnah saying that he should do his first shaving on the 31st is Ba'omer Shlemim, is where he says that it was that it was 30 days, that it was full days. And again, you have the same two Girsois that you had before that the Rosh mentions. Do we mean that he actually used the word Shloshim Yom Shlemim, or is it not that he actually said Shlemim, but rather that he said 30, and therefore we understand that to mean Shlemim, because again, he didn't have to say 30 because Stam Nazir was Shloshim Yom.
Unless they know that Shloshim.
If he doesn't know, then it's his job to ask a rob or something. I mean, the fact is, you know, if he's going to take on himself Naziris, he has to know what he's getting himself into. So by Pada will understand the Mishnah that way. So that's why, according to Bar Pada, therefore he's not supposed to be shaving before the 31st day. So therefore, that's why it says that if he did the first one on the 30th, then the second one he should be doing on the 60th.
According to one Amr, it's a bigger chiddush that you can use the
well, that's what we're talking about according to the Masna now, actually, yeah. So the Gemara asks, well, a Masna Kashi is safer. No, according to the Masna, isn't safer difficult, where it's saying that if he did it on the 30th day, then he's Yotze, meaning that he could do it on the 30th day. And according to the Masna, we said that you're supposed to have Nezirus as 30 days, and that means 30 complete days. So the Gemara answers, Omlach Ramasna, Kid Katoni Sefer, Yom Shloshim Olo Kan Olo Kan. Well, the Mishnah goes on to say the 30th day counts in both directions. So the Gemara asks, Maihi, so what are you telling me? Miktaseim Kekoloi. So you're telling me the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that we say Miktaseim Kekoloi. Ha'omra Chodazimna. The Mishnah already told us that. So according to the Masna, why would the Mishnah bother repeating it? The answer is Mao Detema, because if you didn't have the Mishnah telling us again, Hanimila in Chod Nezirus, you could say as far as one Nezirus, you could say that Miktaseim Kekoloi. At the end of it, yeah. But to go so far as to say that the same day will count towards two different Nezirus. It'll be the last day of the first one. And Ramasna, remember, needs Mitzasein Kekulai to allow him to shave on the 30th. Bapada doesn't need Mitzasein Kekulai for that, remember, because according to Bapada, fundamentally, the Nezirus was over at the end of the 29th. The 30th is only there as the day to bring his Korbanus. But according to the Masna, that you are supposed to have 30 days because Yi is Gematria 30. So according to him, we need to resort to Miktaseim Kekulai. So according to him, there's a big chiddush in the fact that we're using Miktaseim Kekulai for the same day counts twice towards both Nezirus. That counts as the last day of the first one as well as the first day of the second one. So Kamash Malan, that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Yes, that's the big chiddush. Now, Tosfos says, okay, so then what about according to Bar Pada? What is the chiddush in that part of the Mishnah? And the answer is that the fact is we're saying that if he shaved on the 30th, the Mishnah is saying Megaleach LeYom Shishim, he shaves on the 60th, which means not just B'diyevet, it means L'chatchila, he can shave on the 60th. We don't L'chatchila tell him you're supposed to wait for the 61st. Because, in other words, it's true, Bar Pada doesn't hold the Miktaseim Kekulai, but he agrees that it counts as Miktaseim for the beginning of the second Nezirus. Again, Tosfos says, the same Svara that we were saying before, there's no question a person takes on Nezirus in the middle of the day, then therefore it counts. So now, Bar Pada would say, there's a Chiddush in this part of the Mishnah. Now, even though you could argue, it doesn't look like today, in a way, it doesn't look like today is the first day of his Nezirus. After all, we clearly saw earlier today, he was shaving his hair. And nevertheless, that we counted as the first day of his new Nezirus, to the extent that now we say, L'chatchila, having done his first one on the 30th, he can do the second one on the 60th, that's a big Chiddush. And therefore, according to Bar Pada, there's a Chiddush in the Mishnah as well.
Both of them are good.
So that's what we're saying. So far, they're both good. Yeah. Okay. The Gemara continues. Tanan. Let's look at the next part of that Mishnah. It goes on to say, Im gilach yom shishim choser echad yatsa. If b'diyevet, in that case, that where he did his first shaving on the 30th, so we're saying he's supposed to l'chatchila do his second shaving on the 60th, and that even Bar Pada was saying agrees with, because he says that 30th day counts as the first day of his new Nezirus. But the Mishnah goes on to say, if he shaved in that case on the second time, on the 59th day, then he's Yotze. Shiyom Shloshim Olololim Aminim, because the 30th day counts for both. In other words, again, the idea would be he made his nazirus. Now on the 30th day, he brings his korbanos, which he shouldn't have. He should have waited for the 31st, according to both of them. Each one for their own reason, or masna, because l'chila you should have 30 complete days, and according to Barpada, a gzera, because he might say 30 days, or he might say 30 days shleimim, and then it has to be 30.
And gzera is after both of them, sorry, for one of them?
No, so the point is, well, you could say it's both of them, but the point is, according to the masna, you don't even really need it. Okay. The fact is, l'chila, you should be doing 30 days anyway, just because ye has gematria 30. Yeah. So he ended up doing his shaving and korbanos on the 30th. So now we said that day counts as the first day of his new nazirus. So now when it comes the 59th day, that is the 30th day since he restarted his nazirus. And therefore, b'di'evet, if he wins his korbanos on that day, he's yotz. So again, according to that Masna, it works out well because he's saying Miktaseim Kekuloi everywhere we can. So therefore, again, the 30th day, he was able to bring his Korbanos to the Yeved. He should have waited until the end of the day. He should have waited until the next day because, yeah, fine. But Masna allows Miktaseim Kekuloi, and therefore that 30th day is good. So the same thing, the second time around, the 59th day is the 30th day of his second Nazirus, counting the day that he brought his Korbanos the first time as the first day of his new Nazirus, and therefore b'di'evet he brings his Korbanos on the 59th day, he's yotze. Elo the Barpada lomali, but according to Barpada, the halacha may be correct, but according to Barpada, why does the Mishnah need to say it? Ha'omar shloshim chosu echad. According to Barpada, to begin with, Nazirus is only 29 days. So according to him, only because of Gzeira Drabanan are we saying that you need 30 days. So according to him, we're already saying that. In other words, the question is really, according to him, why would the Tana even need to tell us Shayom Shloshim Olam Min Aminyan? The Tana wouldn't even need to say that. The Tana should say, because fundamentally, Nazirus is 29 days. Yeah, fine, but still, but why does the Mishnah have to mention this point of Yom Shloshim Olo Lekano Lekano? The Mishnah could have, in other words, each shaving was on the 30th day. So, of course, since Midaraisa, we need only 29 days, then we're good. The Mishnah could just say that he's Yotze, and that's that. It doesn't need to give us a reason why he's Yotze. The answer is Amalach Bapada, Anonam, Yaho Samfi. So Barpada will tell you, as a matter of fact, that Mishnah is exactly what I'm relying on to say that Nazirus is fundamentally 29 days. When the Mishnah says, Yom Shloshim Olam Min Aminyan, means that the 30th day counts towards the second Nazirus, implying, in other words, it didn't really need to count toward the first one. So the very fact that we're saying that we can be makel to the extent that the 30th day counts both for the end of the previous Nazirus and for the beginning of the new one, and by Pada, remember, doesn't hold a Miktaseim Kekuloi, that itself, by Pada says, I am Medayak from that Mishnah, precisely the point that fundamentally Nazirus is 29 days. So only Midrabanon, are they adding a 30th day? But then we're saying that if he didn't do that 30th day, then he's still fully Yotza on a Dar Isola.
That's why he's saying that the 30th is...
So that's why he's saying that the 30th is not really part of the Nazirus. The 30th day is just the day to bring the Korbanos.
But the expression of the Mishnah is Lakan.
Lakan, Lakan. In other words, it counts for both. Why should it count for both? Why should it count as the 30th, as the day for bringing Korbanos for the first one, as well as for the first day of the second one? Because it's not really part of the Nazirus to begin with. It's only something that was added. It's only something that Midaraisa to begin with, that's the day you can bring the Korbanos. Midrabanan was saying you should have kept that as a full day of Nazirus, but fundamentally, it's not really part of the Nazirus, and therefore, by Pada is saying that is what the Mishnah means when it says Yom Shloshim Olo Lekan Lekan. The very fact that was so makel with it to count it double like that, even though he's saying I hold that we don't say Miktaseim Kekuloi, itself shows why are we counting it double, because it's not actually part of the Nazirus to begin with, because not part of the first Nazirus. So therefore, it can count. Therefore, really, it can count as the first day of the new Nazirus. So far we've explained everything according to both Rav Masna and Barpada. Okay, now we're going to start considering the matter of stira. We're going to deal with that in great detail as we go through the Masechta. But we know that there's the din that if a Nazir becomes Tomei, then he shaves, he brings Karbonis Tumah, and he starts his Nazirus over again. Now, there are a few different cases of how much of his Nazirus he loses, as we're going to discuss in the Sugya over here, and as we're going to discuss later on in the Masechta. Sometimes we say he loses all of it, so he has to start all over from the beginning, as though he had never been a Nazir. Sometimes we're going to have an opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that says that there's certain cases where he only loses 30 days. And then we're going to have a case where he doesn't really lose any of his Nazirus per se, but because he's Tomei, the fact is he has to wait until he's Tahor, and then in order to bring his Karbonus, so therefore he ends up losing 7 days. In other words, we're going to have cases, for example, we're going to have cases later in the Masechta. Well, one, the case that's relevant to our Sugya over here is, let's say the person, imagine, for example, the person had a regular 30-day Nazirus. So now he's getting ready to bring his Karbonus on the 31st. Before he has a chance to bring his Karbonus on the 31st, he becomes Tomei. Now, it's already after the 30 days. So he does have to shave and bring his Karbonus Tumah. However, he does not have to start his Nazirus over again because he already counted the full 30 days. However, practically speaking, since he's Tomei, he has to wait 7 days until he's Tahor from Tumas Mes in order to be able to bring his Karbonus. So there you have. So in a way, you could call it that he's Soiser, but he's really not Soiser. All it is practically speaking, he has to wait 7 days.
So he's pushed off.
Soiser literally means destroying, tearing down. So like you have in the Malachas of Shabbos, Boina and Soiser. So again, you have cases where he's Soiser, where he tears down all of the Nazirus that he did until now and starts all over again. You have cases where maybe, according to some Tanoia, maybe he loses only 30 days. And then you have cases where he doesn't really lose anything, but practically speaking, he has to wait 7 days. So now we're going to deal with that in the Sugya and figure out how that works out according to the Masna and how that works out according to Bapadi. So the Gemara says Tanan. So let's look at further in that Mishnah at the beginning of the third Perek. Misha Omer Harini Nazir. If a person says Harini Nazir and he didn't specify how many days, which again, according to Bapadi, fundamentally it's 29 days and the 30th day he brings his Karbonus, and only Midrabanon are we saying that he has to add a 30th day and bring his Karbonus on the 31st. According to the Masna, to begin with, he's supposed to do full 30 days Midaraisa, but because Mikta Seim Kukula, he can get away with bringing his Karbonus on the 30th. So anyway, so the Mishnah says, Nitma Yoim Shloshim, if he becomes Tomei on the 30th day, Soiser Asakol, then he loses everything and he has to start all over. He has to bring his Karbonus Tumah and start the 30 days all over again. That's what we're saying. You're saying, whoa, that's what we were saying when we learned before about Shimon HaTzadik and the Oshim of a Nazir Tomei. That's why he said, I never used to eat from the Oshim of a Nazir Tomei, except for that one boy in the story over there, because he figured that when you have a situation like that, a Nazir who becomes Tomei and has to bring an Oshim, because that's the case where he brings an Oshim where he's Tomei, and he started his Nazirus over again, many Nazirim are likely to regret that they ever made the Nazirus in the first place. And in that sense, that regret means that they're not really bringing the carbon 100% sincerely, and therefore he didn't want to eat from such a carbon. That particular boy, he realized, since he took it on, the soul of Shem Shemayim, even though in the event he became Tomei, Shimon HaTzadik realized he's not going to at all regret that he took on the Nazirus. He's going to do the second time around just as enthusiastically as the first time.
That's why he took it to begin with, no?
No, he took it to begin with because it's a harder was getting the better.
Right.
He didn't expect to become Tomei. He expected he's going to do his whole 30 days of Nazirus, so however long he had taken, and then he's going to bring his Karbonus Taharah. And if he brought his Karbonus Taharah, there wouldn't be any Oshim to talk about. The Oshim is only for a Nazir Tomei. Now, when he brought his Karbonus for a Nazir Tomei, and Shimon because probably he became Tomei. It doesn't say how he became Tomei, but whatever. Sometime during the time, he accidentally became Tomei. So Shimon HaTzadik says, because I realize from your story that you took on your Nazirus L'Shem Shemayim, therefore I realize that even now, when you're going to be doing your second time around Nazirus, then you're not going to regret it, as opposed to a regular person might.
Last time you said it, I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah.
I remember we learned either by Enyaq, we learned the story with the...
We learned the story with the boy also in Nadarim.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So the Mishnah says that if he becomes Tomei on the 30th day, that he's so everything, he has to bring his Karbonus Tumah, he has to start all over again. So again, the Shleimel or Masna Nicha. So according to the Masna, it's easy enough to understand. The fact is that he became Tomei on the 30th day. The 30th day is still part of his Nazirus. Neither we could say Mitzasi and Pekulai, but the fact is, if he didn't yet, if he brought his korbanos on the 30th, fine, but he can bring them. And then if he becomes tamei after that, he's not going to have to worry. But the fact is, until he brings his korbanos and until he shaves, he's still fully a nazir. And Ramasna is going to say, l'chatchila, he's supposed to wait until the 31st day to bring his korbanos. So therefore, according to Ramasna, it's easy enough to understand. That's Tosfos says. You have to ask, if Ramasna says miktasem kukuloi, why is he losing the whole nazirus? The answer is fine, miktasem kukuloi, insofar as if he brings his korbanos on that day, then his nazirus is over. But if he didn't, then the whole day is a day of nazirus. Achronim point out you can draw an analogy, for example, with the dinim of Avelis. Let's say, for example, Shiva and Shloshim. So you have, we say miktasem kukuloi over there. We know, for example, an Ovel gets up after Shachris on the morning of the seventh day. Nevertheless, if for whatever reason he didn't, let's say if they daven Shachris by him only later, then he's still an Avelis until he gets up. And the same thing with Shloshim. So you see that even though you say miktasem kukuloi, but until something is done to show, until an action is done to show that you're taking advantage of that, then it doesn't work. So according to the Masna, it's easy enough to understand why he would lose the whole 30 days. El Bapada Kasha. But according to Bapada, who says that basically it should really have only been 29 days, and the 30th day is already what's called Achar Melois. Now you have the expression in the pasuk is "B'yom Melois Yemei Nizrei," on the day when his nizirus is completed, is filled up, then he brings his korbanos. So now the Gemara is if we're saying that, and we're learning from that, as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, that if he becomes tamei after Yom Melois, after the day of the completion of his nizirus, then he does not lose any of his nizirus. Then he just loses 7 days because, practically speaking, he needs to become tamei. So now, according to Bar Pada, the question would be why is he losing 30 days? What are you going to say? He's so only mitirabanan. Why should the chachamim make such a gzera? The Tosfos says. I mean, after all, the whole thing of the 30th day itself, according to Bar Pada, is only mitirabanan. Why are they going to impose such a severe gzera on top of that to make him lose 30 days? So the answer is Amalach Bapada. The answer is Bapada can answer you, Ema Sefer. Fine, but look at the next part of the Mishnah where it continues. Rabbi Yezer Oima Ena Soisu Ela Shiva. Rabbi Yezer says that in fact, in that case, he loses only 7 days. Now, why 7 days? We're running out on the days. So according to now, why 7 days? So the Mefarish has two interesting ways of understanding it. One is that one way of looking at it is that now that he shaved, now what happens? He shaves for his tumah. Now again, he needs to shave for his tahara. Now we're going to discuss later on in the Masechta, when it comes to shaving for tahara, you can never have less than 30 days between one and the next. So even you have a case, we're going to discuss later on in the Masechta, in the second or third parak, we're going to talk about a case where a person took on a nazirus, and then in the middle of it took on a new nazirus, which sort of suspends the old one, and then he takes on the new one. So we're going to say there has to be a minimum of 30 days between the end of one and the end of the other. That's always the rule. However, with tumah, it's not like that. If he becomes tamei, then there doesn't necessarily have to be 30 days in between. But what there does have to be is that the Mefarish's first explanation, there has to be enough time for hair to grow that there should be a significant amount to shave. That minimum time is 7 days. Therefore, leaving aside the fact that he has to become Tahir because he became Tamei Nes, there's also the practical fact that you need 7 days for his hair to grow enough to shave again for Tahir. Then his second explanation is that that it means because he has to be able to bring his korbanos when he's tahor. He can't bring them when he's tamei. Usually, a person who's tamei can send korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash, but a nazir has to come himself with his korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash. Yavi Oisei, the pasuk says. Therefore, he has to come himself. So those are two reasons why Rabbi Eliezer would say he loses 7 days. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer really would say he's not losing anything at all, but practically speaking, because of either of those reasons, you have to wait 7 days.
If
he's sick, you can't send a shliach. It sounds like, or maybe he could. Maybe the difference is because if he's sick, at least you could say Rory Labila. Maybe he could conceivably have come in person because he is Tahir. He's just physically unable to. Maybe that would be good enough as opposed to where he's Tomei, where it's Ainu Rory Labila. So I don't know. That's a good point, but I don't know. Anyway. Bila means mixing. We have the expression in a number of places in Shas that in connection with a Korban Mincha, we say that if a Mincha is too large to be mixed, then you're not yotze with it, even though you don't technically need to mix a mincha, because it has to be capable of being mixed. So we had that expression many times, a few times already in Shas, where we say if something is capable of being done, then fine, we can consider as though it was done, but not if it's incapable of being done b'chlal.
Because you're mixing it and it spills over, sound good?
No, because a mincha has to be, if the mincha is 60 sardin, is a very large amount, you're not going to be able to mix it. You're not going to be able to mix it with the oil. It's too big to mix practically yet. Okay, anyway. So getting back to the Gemara, so Barpada says, sort of look at the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm in a sosa el shiva. Rabbi Eliezer is saying that you lose only 7 days. Now, if you tell me, like Rabbi Masna, that really you're supposed to count 30 full days of Nezirus, Nisto Kulu, then even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you should have to lose everything. After all, the same thing would happen if he had become Tomei on the 29th or the 28th or any previous day. So therefore, Barpada says that opinion at least supports me. And even in fact, Tosfos goes on to say the Chachamim are arguing on the Chachamim are arguing on Rabbi Eliezer, and they're saying that he's soiser because of a gzera. So they would say there's a din d'rabbanon that we'd say soiser the whole thing again, because you might confuse it with the case where he said I'm a nozer for 30 days, where then we said it has to be full 30 days, even according to Barpada, because he said 30 days. So therefore, you could say that the whole concept that the Chachamim say that he has to, that he's soiser, that he loses all the days, would be according to, would be midrabbanon, and Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of that say. But basically, though, the very fact that we have the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that says that he only loses 7 days, so then the Barpada says, well, that's a proof for my opinion, because otherwise, if you said, like Rabbi Masna, that you need full 30 days of Nezirus, then why is he losing if he became Tomei on the 30th day? Why would there even be an opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that he loses only 7 days? So the Gemara answer is no, because Rav Master will understand Kasavar Rabbi Eliezer Mitzasim Kikuloi, because Rabbi Eliezer will hold Mitzasim Kikuloi even before he brought his Karbanos. So now the machlokas will be essentially the Chachamim will say, like we said before, according to the Masna, yes, Mikdasein Kulay, but only after you brought your Korbanos. So B'dievet, you brought your Korbanos on the 30th day, then you're fine, even though the Hachila, you should have waited until the next day. But if you didn't bring your Korbanos yet, then you're going to lose everything. Rabbi Eliezer is going to say, even before you brought your Korbanos, nevertheless, we're not going to be so machmir on you as to say you lose the whole 30 days. You lose only 7 days because you need time for the hair to regrow, or because you need time to become taller.
Because
you actually began the 30th day, and Rav Masna is going to say it's the same. So again, so we have so we're able to understand it according to both of them. Which in fact, Tosfos says then that Rav Masna would say that in other words, we could say that Rav Masna's opinion would be according to everybody. His opinion could work according to both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. And Barpada also, we can at least, he certainly works out well according to Rabbi Eliezer, but even according to the Chachamim, we could be doichek and make his opinion work according to the Chachamim as well. But at least if he has Rabbi Eliezer on his side, at least we haven't schlugged him up because he has Tana on his side at least. Okay, the Gemara says, Tanan, well, let's look at the next part of that Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, Harini Nozer Meya Yoim, suppose a person said, I'm a Nozer for 100 days, Nitma Yoim Meya Soyser Sakol. So again, if he becomes Tomei on the 100th day, then he Soyser everything, according to the Tanakhama, for the same reason, because the 100th day is part of his Nezirus. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Ena Soyser El Shloshim Yoim. Rabbi Eliezer says that he's only Soyser 30 days, because Rabbi Eliezer holds, we're going to learn that later on, that Rabbi Eliezer holds, well, we're going to actually have, we're actually going to have now in our Gemara, we're going to learn where Rabbi Eliezer gets the 30 days from. Later on, actually, interestingly, the Gemara is going to bring, the Mishnah is going to bring later on in the Masechta, the example of Hilmi Hamalka, the example of the famous Queen Hilmi, the Giyoras, where she was a Nozer for many years, and then she became Tomei at the end of it, and she had to start her Nezirus over again. But again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, she wouldn't have had to start it over, she would have only needed 30 days, because it was much.
And she had an exist for how long?
So for 7 years, actually. We'll learn about it later on, and we'll learn about it later on. But yeah. Anyway, so again, Rabbi Eliezer says, for reasons that we're going to explain in a few lines in the Gemara, that if his Nezirus is more than 30 days, in other words, Rabbi Eliezer is going to say he never loses more than 30 days. Rabbi Eliezer is going to say, fine, a regular Nezirus is 30 days, therefore he becomes Tomei. Anytime doing it, he loses everything he counted until now. But if his Nezirus is more than 30 days, or let's put it this way, if if his nezirus is more than 30 days, then Rabbi Eliezer is going to say he doesn't necessarily lose everything. He loses a maximum of 30 days. Yeah. For reasons that we're going to explain soon in the Gemara. So again, the Isakadaitach Sover Rabbi Eliezer Mikhtasein Pekuloi. If you're going to tell me Rabbi Eliezer holds, as Rabbi Masna has been saying all along, that Mikhtasein Pekuloi, So Nister Shiva, then Rabbi Eliezer should say, like in the previous case, that he loses only 7 days, because the 100th day already is a day that he could have brought his korbanos, because he said, I'm a nozer for 100 days, so therefore on the 100th day, he could have brought his korbanos, according to Rabbi Masna. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he should be losing only 7 days. Fine, but we'd say, right, so therefore, so we would say it's considered already after Malois, it's considered after the fullness of his days as a Nazir, and therefore he should only miss 7 days in order for hair to regrow after he shaves for Tumah, and in order for him to become Tahir. The E Lois Sava Mikhtasem Kakuloi, and if Rabbi Eliezer does not hold a Mikhtasem Kakuloi, like by Pada, Lister Kulu, then he should lose all the days. Where is Rabbi Eliezer getting 30 days from? So the question is really on both of them. The answer is Amar Rish Lakish, Hainu Taimed Rabbi Eliezer. So Rish Lakish says, you have to understand what Rabbi Eliezer's reason is, where he gets his 30 days from. I skipped a few lines over here. Sorry. Yeah. The answer is, you're right. We don't actually say Mikhtasem Kakuloi, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer. Well, the question is, Yehoche Lister Kulu. Well, in that case, Taka, we should lose all the days. Why is he saying only 30 days? The answer is Omer Shlokish, Hainu Taimed Rabbi Eliezer. The reason why Rabbi Eliezer says the maximum he can lose is 30 days, Omer Kura, because the Pasuk says, Zois Torah Sanozer, Beyoim Melois Yemei Nizra. The Torah says, this is the Torah of the Nazir on the day that his Nazirus is completed, he should bring his Korbanus. So we douse him from that, says Rabbi Eliezer, Torah Omer. The Torah is in effect saying, Nitma Beyoim Melois. If he became Tomei on the day when his Nazirus is completed, ken lo Torah Nazir, then give him the Torah of a Nazir, meaning, and what's the Torah of a Nazir? The standard amount for a Nazir is 30 days. So the Pasuk is telling us that he has to now keep another 30 days of Nazirus. So in that case, the Gzeris HaKosev, that he doesn't lose the whole thing.
Means
more than 30. So actually, I didn't really say it correctly. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion about losing a maximum of 30 is if he becomes Tomei on Yom Malois, on the last day. If he becomes Tomei earlier, then yes, so far what we're saying is Rabbi Eliezer would hold that yes, he loses everything. So if he had become a Nazir for 100 days and he becomes Tomei on the 99th day, then yes, Rabbi Eliezer would agree that he has to start all over again.
Even though he finished Malois for 30 days?
No, because he said, I'll be a Nazir for 100 days. He said the Melois is the last day of the number of days that he said. So Rabbi Eliezer was going to agree. If he became Tomei on the 99th or 98th or what have you, then he's going to have to start all over. Rabbi Eliezer is only arguing on the case of Yoim Melois, where he became Tomei on the day, which is supposed to be the last day of his Nazirus. Where again, as we said before, B'dievet, he could even bring his Korbanos on that day. L'chatchila, he's supposed to bring him the next day. Then Rabbi Eliezer is saying that in that case, he loses only 7 days. In that case, he loses 30 days. Sorry, yeah. In that case, he loses 30 days, right. Where he becomes Tomei on the day that he brings his Korbanos, then we say that he loses only 7 days. So Rabbi Eliezer is learning from the word Zois Tordas HaNozir, which is extra. So therefore, we learn from that it means that when the Nozir becomes Tomei, the Yoim Melois, on the day that he completes the term of Nazirus that he had taken on, then we give him Tordas HaNozir. We tell him he has to observe the Torah of a regular Nozir, which is another 30 days. So therefore, that's where Rabbi Eliezer is getting his 30 days from.
So
we're talking about, in other words, that he became Tomei, let's say, on the 100th day. So Rabbi Eliezer is saying now he's Tomei. He has to bring his Korbanos Tumah. Now he has to wait 7 days. He brings his Korbanos Tumah. He has to wait 7 days. And then he can, or no, no, sorry, he has to wait 30 days. Now he has to wait another 30 days. And then he can bring his Korbanos Tumah. Because it was already Yom Malois, right? Because it was the last day of his Nazirus, right? So Tosfos asks the question. So now, going back to the case where he was a Nazir for 30 days, why did Rabbi Eliezer say that in that case he loses only 7 days? What happened to this 10 loy Tordas Nazir? The answer is, according to Rabbi Pada, It's after Yom Malois. Fundamentally, in the Zeros, is only 29 days, according to Babada. So according to him, the 30th day is, in fact, after Yom Malois, as opposed to here, he said to begin with, according to Eliezer, as opposed to over here, he said to begin with 100 days. Remember, Babada doesn't hold a mitzvah same kulay. So therefore, so that's the difference. In that case, it was 30 days, but really, it's only 29 days. The 30th day was supposed to be the day of the bringing korbanos. It's already after Malois, whereas here, the 100th day is Yom Malois. So Bapada would explain Rabbi Eliezer that way. That is why, in the Udio case, he loses only 7 days, and here he loses 30 days. Then Tosfos says, now, what about according to the Masna? So why according to the Masna, why would there be the distinction? And the difference is because, so Tosfos says, you'd have to say maybe that he said that I'm going to be a Nazir for 400 days, and once he used the word Shleimim, then we can't say it's the same Kekula. Therefore, the 100th day, even according to the Masna, is still part of this, is still a full part of the Naziris. But because of the Naziris HaKosov, Rabbi Eliezer is saying he's going to lose only 30 days. So that's one explanation that Tosfos says. Tosfos says, another explanation is, according to brings from the Maharath, so it's Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that no, it doesn't mean that he has to say Shleimim. So how is Rav Masna going to understand it? So Rav Masna is going to say that the pasuk is implying the very fact that the pasuk uses this expression Biyom Malois. Beyond Malois Yemen Israel itself, Rav Masna would say that itself implies, at least according to Rav Eliezer, that the pasuk is talking about a person who specified the number of the days of his Nazirus, as opposed to a regular Nazir who just says, I'm a Nazir, without specifying the number of days. So Rav Eliezer would say that this din, this special Gzeres HaKosev, that you lose 30 days, applies only when he specified the number of days of his Nazirus. If not, then we don't have that.
If he didn't specify, then it's 30 days, right.
So then instead of him losing the whole 30 days, then therefore he's losing only 7 days because it was already according to the Masna. Again, remember that day could have been the day that he brought his korbanos because of the same kikola. And the other who? Bapada? Bapada is going to say he doesn't hold him with the same kikola. He's going to understand rather that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the difference is that the difference is that when it's 30 days, the 30th day is already after Malois because fundamentally it's really only supposed to be 29 days. And according to, and when he said 100, though, on the other hand, the 100th day is part of his Nazirus because he said 100 days. Yeah.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. So that explains Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. So now we understand why Rabbi Eliezer says that sometimes you lose only 30 days.
Until now, we were going back and forth between Rabbi Pada.
Between Rabbi Pada and Rav Masna.
Now, Rabbi Eliezer came to this.
Because we brought in Rabbi Eliezer because of the Mishnah over there mentions Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. We have to understand Rabbi Eliezer's opinion according to both of them as well, or at least understand that there should be a basis for it.
He's
a Tana. You have two Tanoim. You have the Tanakama and you have Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Pada and Rabbi Masna are arguing within those two opinions. Why is each one of them saying what he does? Now the Gemara is going to try to say that maybe they're going according to machlokas of different Tanoim, Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan. Up until now, the Gemara is assuming that both Rabbi Pada and Rabbi Masna are able to explain their opinions according to either one of them. Each one can give an explanation why the Tanakama would say what he says and why Rabbi Eliezer says what he says. And we're going to say that Rabbi Eliezer does not hold Mixasayim Kekoloi. Which would be like more like Rabbi Pada rather than Rav Masna. So Rav Masna would say, fine, I'm holding like the Chachamim. I don't have to hold like Rabbi Eliezer, but still, I can still explain Rabbi Eliezer's opinion according to my understanding as well. But in any case, the reason why he's not losing the full 100 days, only 30 days, is because Gzeres HaKosev from the word Zois Teres HaNazir. Okay, so the Gemara says Lema Katanoi. Should we say that this machloikas of Bar Pada and Rav Masna is the same as a machloikas Tanoi? Which in general, we'd like not to do that because if the Tanoim already argued on it, why are the Amoroim arguing on it again? So you have a Braisa that says, Ad Malois HaYomim, the Pasuk says, until the days are completed, he has to keep his Nazirus. Now, when it says Yomim, Shem Ani Miut Yomim Shnayim, maybe that implies the word Yomim is a plural, so maybe it means 2 days. So maybe it means a person becomes a Nazir, then he has to be a Nazir only for 2 days. Note, Tamud Lema Kodesh Yia Gadol Pera. Note, the Pasuk says he should be holy, he should grow his hair, Ein Gidol Seir Pachas Mishloshim, Divir Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yoshi says, growing hair, growing a Pera, is not less than 30 days. And he's mentioning the word yia. So Bapashtus, he would agree with Ramasna that we're learning from the gematria, or at least we're using as an asmashta, the gematria of the word yia. Give it Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan in it sardach. Rabbi Yonasan says, I don't need to douch in it that way. Agoy Sabach changes it actually to Rebbe, not Rabbi Yonasan, but he changes it to Rebbe. Anyway. He says, you don't need that. I have a different way of explaining. The pasuk says, until the days are filled up. Now, what kind of days need to be filled up? You would have to say 30, because in other words, a month is sometimes 29 days and sometimes 30 days. So when you talk about a time that has to be filled up, then you're implying with that automatically, you're implying a month of 30 days, where sometimes you have a chodesh mole of 30 and sometimes not. So therefore, he says from the word malois hayomim itself, you don't even need from the word gadopera, from the word kodesh yia, gadopera, to learn 30 days. Automatically, the word malois hayomim itself implies days that need to be filled in, namely a month of 30 days. So therefore, so that's what we learn. So my lav, the masna de omakir of Yoshia, so shouldn't we assume then that Rav Masna agrees with Rav Yoshia and Bar Pada agrees with Rav Yonasan? So in that case, it's the Machlokas Tanoim. The answer is Omalach Rav Masna. Rav Masna can answer you no. Kula alma shloshim beinan. No, everybody agrees that you need 30 days. V'hocha v'ad b'chlal pligi. The argument between them is, since the pasuk says ad malos hayomim until the completion of days. So what does ad mean? Is it inclusive or is it exclusive? You have all the time when you say that I'm going to do something until next Tuesday. Does it include next Tuesday or does it not include next Tuesday? So Rabbi Yoshia sava ad v'loy ad b'chlal. Rabbi Yoshia holds the word ad itself would not include the last day. Therefore, he needs a limud to say, in other words, ad malois would not mean 30 full days, it would mean 29 days, not including the 30th. Therefore, he needs a pasuk to tell us, he needs the word yiyya to tell us that it means the 30th day as well. Rabbi Yonasan sava, ad v'ad b'chlal, Rabbi Yonasan would hold that ad includes the day itself, so it includes the yom malois, so therefore, right away from that, you have that stam nezivus shloshim yom, you don't need the drosha from yiyya.
So it's similar to other cases before, but using different expressions.
So in fact, Tosfos says, yeah, the fact is you would have to say, according to Barpada, it's Machlokas Tanoim. Barpada can only hold like Rabbi Yonasan. He can't possibly hold like Rabbi Yoshia, because Rabbi Yoshia makes it clear that it's 30 full days, and according to Barpada, it's only 29. But at least you have, according to Rav Masna, both Tanoim could agree with his opinion. Therefore, there's reason for him to have his machlokas with Bar Pada, and not just to say that it's repetitious. Okay, so let's see what Gemara says. Let's analyze that a little bit. You're saying days that need to be filled up means 30. Why? But Ema Shabbos, maybe say that it means a week. A week has to consist of 7 days. So the Gemara asks, well, that's exactly it. Shabbos mi'ikah chasirusa. Is there ever anything missing? A week is always 7 days, no more, no less. A month is sometimes 29, sometimes 30. So if the pasuk is using the word malois, and Rabbi Yoshia is saying that means days that need to be filled up, that are sometimes chaser and sometimes mole, that can be referring only to a month. It can't be referring to a week.
Is a minimum of 30 days.
That's what we're saying. The Gemara is asking, how do we know that it's a minimum of 30 days? How do we know it's not a minimum of a week? So the Gemara says, "V'ema shana." So why don't we say then maybe that it means a year? A year is, after all, sometimes mole and sometimes chaser. The Gemara answers back, "Nima ninim l'yomi." The answer is, when it comes to counting a year, do we count a year by days? We do not. A year consists of a certain number of months. In other words, when we have, for example, we have, let's say, an Ibru year, we don't say, for example, now look, a Shnasa Lavana, a lunar year of 12 lunar months, is 354 days or so. A Shnasa Chama, a solar year, is 365 days. We don't say that we should just tack on 11 days to the year. What do? We have to add a whole month at a time, because the year consists of a certain number of months, not a certain number of days. So the Rabbanan, the Kesari Ami, the Chachamim, the Chachamim of Kesari, of Caesarea, and Eretz Yisrael said, Minayin chain monin yomim l'shonim. How do we know that we don't count days towards a year? We don't say that a year is considered a certain number of days. We say that it's counted a certain number of months. And when you're adding, you have to add a full month, not just a variable number of days. Shenema l'chod shei hashana. The pasuk says, it's past week's parasha. The Rishon Hulacham l'chod shei hashana, implying that a year consists of months. Implying chodoshim l'chashvim l'shonim. Yomim, v'lo Yomim Lashonim, implying that you only count months towards a year. You don't count days towards a year. So therefore, if we're talking about time that needs to be melois, that needs to be filled up, then necessarily, we're saying that we have to fill it up with a certain number of days, then that can only refer to a month. A month consists of a full number of days. And you have, by the way, the Gemara elsewhere mentioned a similar limud as far as months. By the same token, for example, you know, a cycle of the moon is 29 and a half days and a certain number of halakim. But again, we don't say that a month should consist of 29 and a half days plus. We don't say that one month will begin at Shkia and the next month will begin at Chatzos. For the same reason, the Gemara explains a similar drasha, that a month consists of a whole number of days, not hours. So the same way, a year consists of a whole number of months, not days. So if we're saying ad melois hayomim, then it means we're talking about a unit of time that has to be filled in with extra days that can only refer to a month, that cannot refer to a year. So that is where Rabbi Yoshia is getting, therefore, that you need 30 days, because sometimes a month can be 29, sometimes 30. Meanwhile, we said Rabbi Yonason, Meanwhile, Rabbi Yoshia, we said, learned from Kodesh Yigadopera. Kodesh Yia, because again, Yia is Gematria 30, and we said, in other words, according to the Master, we said both of them could be agreeing with his limud, that the Rabbi Yoshia, though, would say, from that alone, you would only know, if you only had the words on Meloi Sayyamim, you would know only 29 days, so there, because Ad means Meloi Ad Bechlau, therefore you need the words Kodesh Yia to tell us the 30th day, and according to Rabbi Yonason, you don't need that, because Ad itself includes the 30th day.
Which is the same idea as Smith's.
So, no, in other words, yeah, that, no, ad b'chlal is not the same as Smith's, the same as Kulay. It means that when we're saying ad, that something is until a certain day, it means until the end of that time. You know, we kind of had something similar to that in the Dorim. We had a section in the Dorim over there where we dealt with a person makes a neder, for example, that I'm not going to do something until Pesach or until the harvest or whatever. So we discussed, does that mean until the beginning of it or does it mean until the end of it? So it was the same basic idea, ad b'ad b'chlal or ad b'loy ad b'chlal. So here, Rabbi Yonason would say the same thing. Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yoshia, says Rabbi Masna, would be arguing on that same point. When we say ad melois hayomim, and you're going to say the word melois hayomim means 30 days, but does it mean up to and including the 30th day, or does it mean to up till but not including the 30th day? So then if we say it doesn't include, then you need another pasuk to tell us that it includes the 30th day as well.
Special limit.
That would be the special limit from the words Kodesh Yia, yeah. Meanwhile, according to Barpada, he doesn't need all of that. According to him, the whole thing is only 29 days, so he could only follow. Rabbi Yonason. He couldn't be following. He could only be following Rabbi Yonason. He can't be following Rabbi Yoshia.